There you are. What do you mean, who am I? It's me, Archie. You know, I'm your boss's secretary. No, not Mr. Wint. Mr. Kidd. Do you even know the company work chart? Oh, right. I guess you don't know why I'm here. There was a change to your presentation, and I've been sent to brief you. Well, I could have video chatted, but to be honest, I know this train a little too well. I wanted your, undivided attention. There's too many distractions, and I want all your focus on me. I knew you'd get it. You're so clever. You know, I tell Mr. Kidd all the time how bright you are and that he should keep his eye on you. You're really going places. Oh, I know. Don't you worry. Here, let me make you a drink from the minibar. I mean, the company's paying, so may as well, right? You can enjoy it while I run through the addendums. Okay. Here you go. Jameson and ginger ale. It's your favorite. Well, of course, I know your drink. I'm paid to know all the details of those moving up under Mr. Kidd's employ. So drink up, please. There you go. The addendums. So they gave me this folder for you. It's okay, just read it. That's right. And down he goes.
Hello. Wakey, wakey. Psst, psst, psst. Come on.
Hey! That's it. Welcome back to the waking world. Oh, you are only out a few minutes. Just long enough. Yeah. To cuff you to the bed. Why? You ungrateful little. Are you seriously questioning me? Oh, I'm furious, my love. Everything you have is thanks to me. Oh, you. I saw you all alone on that sales floor in that cute little suit. The gray one, you remember. You had potential, and I was the only one who saw it. So, I got Barry fired, and then you were promoted to lead salesman. Yeah, that was me. I put some meth in his desk, and boom, no more Barry. Don't feel sorry for him. He was a total fucking scumbag, acting like he was better than everyone else just because of his lame-ass charity work. But you were too good for lead salesman. You outgrew it so fast. You wanted a management spot, and Tammy was never right for that job. Oh, poor sweetie. Do you have any idea what it costs to bribe an oncologist to say that someone has a terminal brain tumor? No, I did not mess with her bungee jump. I'm not a murderer. Unless you really piss me off, then maybe. Kitten has claws! I mean, I can't help it if she started crossing stuff off of her bucket list.
I mean, at least the doctor won't have a lawsuit now. And you got her job. See, there's a bright side to everything. Oh, my love. You'll be CEO in no time. That is why you're on this godforsaken train. Mr. Kid has suddenly come down with food poisoning. He might be so sick that he has to step down. In fact, all you have to do is nail the presentation. And I guarantee it. Believe me, if I had known they were booking this whore bus, I'd have found a way to keep you off it. Because you are mine now. Crazy. Crazy in love, maybe. Oh, sweetie. Don't lie. It's an ugly look on you. I know you love me. I've seen the way you look at me. The way you look down my top when I bend over your desk. The way I can feel your eyes on my ass as I walk away in those tight little pencil skirts that you love. Admit it. You love me. And you're also a slut for office wear. Don't say that. You boys always do this. Seduce us ladies and then deny that you do. Teases and whoremasters, all of you. Well, now you're not going to get away with it. Did you even look? That's right. All naked and tied up. I will make you love me. Once we consummate this relationship, you'll see. You'll see that you can't live without me. Or my pretty little pussy. Oh, yeah? Oh, well, that cock is telling another story. So hard. I'm ready to fuck. Maybe that blue pill I mixed into your drink helped, but we don't need to dwell on that. Be quiet. Do you hear me? Good. Let's see then. What should we do first? I know. All men love blowjobs, right? How does that sound, lover? Stop crying. If you don't... I don't want to have to treat you like all the other men who tried to seduce me. I did truly hope that you were different. Okay, I forgive you. Suck it up, buttercup. It's not that bad. Most men would be thrilled to have such an attractive woman tie them up and suck their dick. I'll show you. You will love me when I'm done. I promise. I told you. Cocks don't lie, silly. Just look at how it's twitching in my hand against my lips. I think somebody likes this. No, no, no. Don't struggle. I will cut a bitch. Yeah, I said it. You're the bitch. I'll show you how much you're my bitch. Mm.
That's a moan. I heard a moan. That's the most honest thing you've done here all night. More. Moan more for me. I feel it. Those balls tightening. No, you don't. Don't you dare finish. All that hot, sticky cum is going right in my belly. And once I have your child, you'll never leave me. Because you're not that type of guy. And then we can be happy forever. You'll see. Okay, my sweet. That's enough of my mouth. I do think you might need a minute to cool down. But then, I'm gonna sit on this gorgeous cock, and you'll feel how sweet my pussy pulses around it. And then, I'll have you forever. Yes, I will. I really hope two nights on this whore train haven't ruined you. See? I know all too well how to use this blade. My father, he was a butcher. I helped him all throughout school and into college. I can butcher a cow like no woman you have ever met before. It's quite impressive. Me and my blade, we make music together. Daddy taught me everything. Then he told me I couldn't date Jimmy Peters, my true love. Can you even imagine? Daddy wasn't going to keep me from him. Poor Daddy. He got his arm wedged in the meat grinder. Mother found him the next day, stuck in the machinery. Bled to death in his own butcher shop. Some might say it's poetic, in a way. Who? Little old Ming? You think I'm capable of that? Never. But then I could date Jimmy. Jimmy was such a disappointment. You're not going to disappoint me like Jimmy did, are you? You're going to be a good boy. The very best boy. For me. You know what, though? I'm done taking chances. Stop struggling, or I will cut you. Much better. And look at that. You are still hard as a fucking rock, mister. Dripping all that yummy pre-cum for me. Now, let me just... No panties. I never wear them at work either. Oh God. Feels fucking good. Just sliding my soaking wet pussy against your cock. I'm so turned on. Just a little more. But we don't want that. No. No. I don't want you making a mess all over my cunt like some inexperienced loser. I need it inside of me. I want you to feel my muscles pull your cum out of your body and milk you fucking dry. They say that increases the chances of getting knocked up, you know? When the woman comes with the man buried deep inside of her. I can tell. A lot of orgasms have been had on this delicious cock. I'm just gonna slip you inside. Oh my god. It's a perfect fit. Like a key in a lock. See? I told you. You were made to breed me. Are you ready, my love? Stop shaking your head at me. Oh, fuck. You've been holding out on me, my love. If I'd known how nice this cock was, I'd have jumped you at the last Christmas party. No use for regrets now, though. Only fucking. Stop bucking me. Why are you fighting this? Give in. You are mine. You know you love me. Tell me. No? Oh, that's right. You can't speak. Oops. I guess I'll just ride you harder. There you go. Oh, that's it, my love. Oh, buck those hips into me. Oh, I know you're not trying to buck me off anymore. It feels too fucking good. Fuck yes. Oh, God, you're such a good fuck. Oh, I knew you'd love breeding me. Fuck. Oh, God, I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, you are too, aren't you, love? Let's do it together. And then you can fuck your cum deeper inside of me. There it is, there it is. Oh, don't look so panicked, baby. This was always going to happen. You just didn't know it yet. You are mine. Fuck, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Yes, yes, come with me, come with me, come with me, come with me. Oh, there you go. There you go, come for me. You can't fight it. Flood my womb, paint it white. Give me all that sweet baby powder. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I can feel it shooting inside of me. Oh, it's so hot. Fuck. See? Now you are mine. Tell me you love me. Stop fucking screaming. You're supposed to love me by now.
Sir, are you okay in there? Do you need assistance? Okay, boys, kick it in.
No.
Get her.
Get your fucking hands off me! Baby! Baby!
Baby, tell them! Tell them don't let them do this! No, I need him! He needs me! I made him! He's mine! He's mine! He's mine!
I'm very sorry for that. If I suspected she was that crazy, I'd have never let her into that room. Allow me to offer you another choice for tonight as an apology. It's the least I can do. No, please. I'm very sorry. Next time you ride with us, I will offer you a special treat. Let those drugs wear off, and then give us a call. The night is still young.